Lecture topic, prescription for acquiring pure marifat.
So, a couple of as a Chahaki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, these couplets are complete marifat, and they are also the complete prescription of how to get to the marifat. So in this particular couplet is depicting what the Ahlullah do to reach there. So it says in this very simple couplet, Daaghe hasrat hazar khaye hai, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hai. Daaghe hasrat, hasrat refers to when a person now some temptation came and he did not succumb to it. So he suppressed it. He did not give in. So now at that time, sometimes his heart feels very, very grieved. So now that is like an injury to the heart. But that injury was for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So it says, Daaghe hasrat hazar khaye hai. So thousands of these injuries we took upon our heart for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But when this was undertaken, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hai, then we reached Allah Ta'ala. So now those who sometimes dream about that they want to just get there by some press of a button, want to just get there by just some kind of miracle. But those miracles sometimes happen, but that's the rare exception. The rule is that daaghe hasrat, that injury on the heart for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, will have to be taken. And our person took a decision that he's going to, for example, forsake the phone out of his life, that this is becoming a major problem in his life. It's affecting his studies, affecting his life in total. So now he's going to stop this completely. So now when he gives it up, every now and again the heart will tug very strongly towards it. He might see somebody else now wasting time on the phone. It might bring back that same temptation to him. So now each time that this happens, he suppresses it, that come what may, I'm not giving in to this. So there is a tug of war within, and this creates a pressure in the heart. It results in an injury sometimes within, but he says it doesn't matter, that injury, it will bleed for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That heart will bleed for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. When it bleeds for Allah's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala will then mend it with His muhabbat. So this daaghe hasrat, there is no escape from it. This is the same aspect that is in the Quran Sharif actually. It's an explanation of what is in the Quran Sharif. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. So that mujahada is inevitable. And that's what we try to avoid. Person sometimes gets very interested in increasing his righteous deeds, which is very great, but not ready to make the mujahada to stay away from what is forbidden. Whereas that is the, after the faraiz, that is the greatest amal, that is the greatest aspect that to be undertaken, that a person makes whatever mujahada required, and all his mujahada is 9 out of 10 times within himself only. So the mujahada that's required to refrain from whatever Allah has forbidden, and that is what truly takes a person close to Allah Ta'ala. That is taqwa. This is the thing to ready ourselves for and to make that firm decision from within, come what may. If that daaghe hasrat has to come, inshallah we'll take it with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, but not give in to those temptations that take us away from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us taqwa.